During this graduation season, there is a small group of students who are profoundly disabled, who face a transition out of school that is challenging even in the best of times. WYPR's John Lee reports.
It's been a long road to graduation for Raymond Shaw Finney. He was born with multiple disabilities. His father died when he was an infant. Raymond slipped into the foster care system. Then 8 years later, a family member recognized a picture of Raymond on Adopt Us Kids, a website that connects foster children with permanent families. She told Raymond's aunt, Vanessa Finney, to have a look. And when she did, she immediately recognized her nephew.
And once I did that, I just tears started flooding because by me being the oldest sibling, I remember what my brother looked like, and it was like I was looking at his twin.
Finney says Raymond was 9 years old and weighed 40 pounds. She and her husband decided to adopt their nephew as their son. The adoption was approved on October 5th, 2010, her brother's birthday.
And so now, today, Raymond weighs about 115, and he's happy and doing very well.
And he's a 21-year-old graduate. Last week, Raymond graduated from Battle Monument School in Dundalk. Battle Monument is one of Baltimore County's three schools for students with multiple disabilities. The school gave Raymond and five fellow graduates a virtual send-off, complete with the playing of Pomp and Circumstance, speeches, and congratulations all around.
Good job, Ray! Congratulations!
Thank you.
But leaving school behind is a major change for these students and their families. Federal law ensures they can get services and support in school through age 21. After that, there are no guarantees. Parents have to grapple with a new reality. They need to both nail down government funding and find an appropriate adult program. For a variety of reasons, in the best of times, that can take months, according to Battle Monument principal Jerry Easterly. For instance,
if they require significant behavioral supports, that could entail additional funding or finding a provider that can address the social emotional needs of the student.
COVID-19 is making it even more difficult. Day programs currently are shut down, so the new graduates are in limbo, no longer able to go to school, but unable to move forward. While the public schools also have been closed since mid-March, teachers and therapists still were required to teach and provide services. Ann Kennedy, the transition facilitator for the Baltimore County Public Schools, says some day programs are trying to reach out to their current clients who, for now, are at home.
They can share music, they can have cooking classes, they can have yoga. They're doing all these things that are, even if you're at home, you're connecting with someone in the community that can do something with you.
It could be some time before adult programs reopen. Easterly says many of the clients wouldn't understand social distancing or wearing a face mask.
And if they require some pretty intensive personal care, that just poses additional challenges.
With their children at home, parent advocate PJ Schaefer says parents have lost free time to get things done on their behalf.
To go look at a program or do research on a program or talk to, you know, a transition facilitator or talk to, you know, a Social Security, you know, to get disability.
Vanessa Finney says Raymond has a good day program to go to once it reopens. He was supposed to start in July. For now, she says he's happy at home.
He's a happy, fun-loving child, and we love him. We love him too much.
I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.